and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yodi.com.
June 16th, 2000. The guy in front of me is driving a big black 3/4-ton truck. He's had his blinker on for the past 5 or 6 miles, but hasn't made a move onto the empty lane next to him for any of that time. As I get closer, I notice that he's also got half a dozen rods of rebar in the bed, none marked with a red flag, the long metal spikes dangling over the gate, onto 4 feet of empty space behind him, right where a random driver's face would be. He's swerving slightly as I pull past, because his head is tilted back, while he puts in eye drops. So of course I push the big red button on the dashboard, and pull on my welder's goggles. The trunk folds open, and the hairs on my arms stand on end as the pulse laser starts to prime. There's a blinding flash of light, a sharp crack of rendered air, and the big black 3/4-ton truck, its driver and his eye drops, are reduced to the faint smell of ozone, and a few swirling wisps of smoke. Or at least that's what would happen if the world were the way it should be.
The text of this story is available at yodi.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.